C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mi maradare. Figli miei a cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a olo, i te va, i te viene sempre a calare dal manerene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalata, picchia me. Oh mamma, la 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 la.
Oh mamma, zoom zoom the baccala. Yeah, the baccala is out there, boy. And in this heat, whew, the baccala really stinks. And that's all we're hearing, boy. The mainstream media in the United States of America is a joke. It's a joke. One story a day, that's all they could handle. They bring on all their same flunkies to give us their take on it. Like I want to hear from a Democratic or a Republican jerk to tell me what I should believe. And they keep getting away with it. People keep tuning in. Comey, remember Comey? Oh, everybody watched the Comey Awards. Comey. Con man. Our FBI, former FBI director. Everybody tuned in to hear nothing. Meant nothing. But boy, they pumped that thing up. They brought their ratings up. Suckers. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, people are getting poorer. United States bombing more countries. Our friends, the Saudis, yep, slaughtering more people. That doesn't make any of the news. No, no, no. Why bother with that? We have nothing to talk about. So, missed you last week. Out of town, working on some projects. But we're back now, and a lot's happened since then. Including the New Trends Journal, History Before It Happens. Go to our website, look at the cover. USA, it's crossed out, and we have DSA, Divided States of America. Your Globalnomic Mid-Year Report. Yep, the hard copy went out. Check it out, 50 pages, full color, high gloss magazine, no advertisements. The only magazine in the world that covers what we do. From geopolitics to economics to issues that are very important to the people who tune into Progressive Radio Network. Anti-plastic trend about to take off. Big story here on plastics. Cannabis Nation. Despite Attorney General Sessions' stupidity, legal pot continues its forward motion. Alzheimer's, dashed hopes, new directions. From atoms to bits, the trend shifting the human mind toward creativity and innovation. And of course, our Globalnomic view of the world. Where are you putting your money in advertising? If you are putting it on digital, chances are you're wasting it. Fake news, how about fake advertising? Don't trust the metrics, banner ads, pre-rolls, Facebook plugins are not working. This is by Derek Osinenko, our executive editor of the Trends Journal and CEO of the Trends Research Institute, a man with over three decades of experience in major media, former editor-in-chief of Gannett News Service. Information, insights you won't find anywhere else, any place, anyhow. And of course, more information about the economics of America and the world and the geopolitics. So, we're moving forward on that. Let's take a look at the economics. Economics. Yep. We've got the Dow down 40 today. But the Nasdaq's up a bit. Not down a lot. Still at record highs. And when you look at that record high, what's driving it? Now the bigs are getting bigger. We just saw Amazon buy out Whole Foods. Merger and acquisition activity. Here you got an Amazon stock that's trading about 200 times. Its P.E. ratio, 200. Way out of sight. Barely earn any earnings. So now they got all this dough. They could buy anything for nothing. And that's what they're doing. Doesn't cost them anything. Free money. Free money. Whole Foods, whole paycheck. You know the story. Ugh. I call that place the Walmarts of Whole Foods, of organic foods. Ooh, I can't stand going there. I won't go in those. Just, ugh. And of course, everybody's freaking out. All those other big guys, they're afraid that they may take business from them now that Amazon's getting in the business. Kroger and Walmart. You're not going to take any business away from Kroger and Walmart. It's a totally different market segment. People that go to Walmart can't afford to go to Whole Foods or buy organic foods because they jump up the price so high over there. Amazon. Talk about conglomerates and monopolies. But that's the symptom of America. All the doughs at the top. And it's not even trickling down. And that's the perfect name for it, boy. Trickle down, right down that leg. That's all they're dumping on us. As the bigs get bigger, keep stealing more, taking more. Bezos. Now he's the head of that propaganda, the Washington Post. Piece of junk news. They own the media. They own America. Don't forget to send your kids to college. Get them into that $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 debt range. But they could get an education in packaging and shipping and get a job with Amazon. Make $62.50 a week and get a hernia doing it. So the media blows this thing up. Oh, you know, they're going to fight against all the food chains. Baloney. Different market segment. The Trends Journal. Ahead of the news and on top of the trends. We've been talking about what's going on and how it's unfolding with accuracy. We don't get it right all the time. Nobody ever does. And the reason we get it wrong usually is because they change the rules. Like our economic forecast. No, they didn't happen. Why? Well, we never heard of a thing called quantitative easing or zero interest rate policy in the history of the United States. Because tracking trends is an understanding of where we are and how we got here, so you can see where we're going. So the how we got here, we never had zero interest rate policy and quantitative easing. Quantitative easing. Isn't that a great line? For giving the bigs more money to get bigger. Isn't that great? So going back to the Trends Journal and what we've been forecasting, and how it affects us all and the bigger trends, we're going to do a little globalnomic trend forecasting today. And we're going to start with oil. Or as we used to say as a kid in the Bronx, Earl. The Earl markets If any of the, you people are subscribers, you know the facts. We do Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night. Oil, just 3 years ago, almost precisely to the date, a barrel of oil was going for $115. That's Brent crude. Today, it's around $45. So what does that mean? It means a number of things. One reason why, particularly in Europe, they're generating more and more power through alternative energy sources, be they wind, solar, geothermal, biofuels. Denmark, about 59% is alternative generated. Italy, Germany, Spain, third at least. Here in the USSA, lucky to have a couple of percentage. But that's not where the trend is going, with a couple of percentage, because we have Trump and putting more money in back and pushing for more coal. But not to mention, over the last few years, they closed over 350 coal-burning plants in the United States. But those are only facts. So what else is driving down oil prices, and how does it affect us globalnomically? Well, one of the ways is that you're going to lose a lot of jobs, because coal burning, and take natural gas, for example, the plants are very different. So your employment numbers are much smaller. Tax-based revenue for the places that have it, the cities, have now shrunk dramatically. So they're raising taxes on we, the little people, to make up for the shortfall. Let's keep going on this. But how about the countries that are oil dependent for their economy, like Nigeria, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait? What's going to happen to these oil-rich countries as the prices keep going down? Well, we see what's going on in Venezuela. Riots, demonstrations. Inflation rate around 700%. Shortages of food. Oh, you could blame the CIA and this and that, and they're probably involved at some level, of course, with the demonstrations. But the reality is it's the economy, stupid. That's Bill Clinton's line. I'm not calling you stupid. That was their campaign line during the 1992 election. It's the economy, stupid. You focus on the economy. So the people are suffering there. Now let's go to Saudi Arabia, the murderers in chief, the head of the Arab League, Arab Little League, by their actions. People that orchestrated the takeover of Libya, Syria, and now in Yemen. And now they just anointed this 31-year-old guy, the crown prince. What prince? How about a mafia family? Now, I shouldn't get the Italians into this. I'm Italian. Why did I bring that into it? How about a gang? King. Prince. Here, prince. Here, boy. Come here. Here, prince. Prince. What a joke. Gang. And you read this guy's writings and what he talks about. They're in Yemen slaughtering innocent people by the tens of thousands, millions suffering from famine, hundreds of thousands infected with cholera. Hey, what about that Comey, huh? Hey, you think Sessions knew what he didn't know about Flynn? Let's be stupid. Let's be American media. And ignore what's going on, the mass murder orchestrated by the United States under Obama, carried on and continued under Trump. That's right. You're not Trump, right? You saw what he did. He sold them Saudis $110 billion worth of weapons this year. $5 billion short of what Obama sold them the year before. Yep. So, start watching for more wars in the Middle East. More internal combustion. As the people start rebelling, as their lifestyle continues to decline. I mentioned Saudi Arabia. They need $100 a barrel for crude, for their economy to break even. It's down to 45. So they ain't even halfway there. United Arab Emirates. One country after another that's rich in oil is going to become much poorer. And the internal combustion is going to blow beyond the borders. And as it blows beyond the borders, you're going to see what happens. I wasn't here last week, but as you know, as part of your subscription to the Trends Journal, and again, if you want more information, go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, or call 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500. It's only $99 a year. Trends Journal, Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night. Trend Alerts and a Trends Monthly. Anyway, last week we put out a trend alert. Iran war coming. World War III. Markets will crash. Remember, this went out on June 15th. Today's the 21st. Hey, what happened yesterday? And what happened a few days before that? Oh. The United States shot down some Iranian drones over Syria, huh? Hmm. Oh, did you see the news? Excuse me. That Wall Street Journal, hardly a left-wing magazine or newspaper, that Israel's been supporting their moderate rebels over there in the war to overthrow Assad in Syria. What's Israel doing there? Oh, and they've already treated over three or five thousand rebels that have been injured in hospitals in Israel. So they're very much involved in this war. And that's what we write in this trend alert. And summing it up and putting all the pieces together. The United States is coming out, and people believe it. I was just out last night at a dinner and speaking with somebody who's very smart in terms of business and very worldly, talking about Iran being out the greatest supporter of terrorism in the world. Repeating word for word what Trump is selling. Remember, Iran has not invaded a nation in over 250 years. Remember, Iran lost over 1 million people from a war started by the United States backing Iraq to attack Iran in the 1980s. But those are only facts. Iran's in Syria because Assad invited them in. along with Russia to help them stop the overthrow of the government. A government that was duly elected by the people of Syria in a democratic election monitored by international observers. But those are only facts. That Assad has to go. I don't like that guy. Remember Obama? Assad has to go. Frankenstein Kerry? Assad has to go. Hillary Clinton? Assad has to go. Samantha Power? Assad has to go. Susan Rice? Assad has to go. With 600,000 Syrians dead, 5 million refugees, and overall with the wars the United States is involved in, this is one of the worst refugee crises on record. But nobody talks about the cause, only the effect. We got to stop their migrants and refugees from coming in here. Yeah, you should destroy their countries, slaughter everybody around them, and they have no place to go. Where are they going to go? Where would you go? Going back to Iran, got the Secretary of Defense, James Mad Dog Mattis, right? Look at this. You should look at this cat, man. Woof. Marvel comic books could have come up with a better character, maybe. He branded Iran as the world's chief recruiter of terrorists. And he has this "Let's hate Iran" refrain that goes back. In 2012, he infamously claimed that the United States faces three severe threats: Iran, Iran, and Iran. Excuse me. Yeah, Iran all the way home. Yep. And we got that Tillerson, our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Here, Rex. Here, boy. The Trump administration has no intention of passing the buck to a future administration on Iran. The evidence is clear. Iran's provocative actions threaten the United States, the region, and the world. Oh, they do? What did they do? The United States fleets right off the Iranian coast. I love it. They say, Iranian ships threaten the United States fleet. And you see these little speedboats running around them. Yep. Tillerson. ExxonMobil gang. Here they are. Trump dancing with the king. Tillerson over there in Iran, in Saudi Arabia. Trump over there. And Tillerson said, quote, "We also hope that the new president of Iran restores the rights of Iranians for freedom of speech, of organization, so that Iranians can live the life they deserve." Yeah, just like Saudi Arabia does. He's saying this from Saudi Arabia, a nation run by a ruling gang. Hey, they never saw a ballot box. And boy, women have a great time, yeah? Yeah. Radicalized religious leaders invaded sovereign nations, funded terrorists, and toppled governments. Do you believe this? Our friends, the Saudis. So going back, let's make it globalnomic. As oil prices go down, volatility within nations is going to heat up and it's going to spread beyond the borders. And now I'm going back to Iran. Iran needs oil too. It's not going to be good for their economy. Iraq. Obama's turned Libya into a hellhole by destroying it. It was the most prosperous nation in Africa. So, I mentioned about how we're looking at Israel backing the overthrow of Assad and putting their money where their mind and mouth is. And again, when Trump was in Israel, he said, quote, "There is a growing realization among your Arab neighbors that they have a common cause with you in the threat posed by," okay, try to guess it. It's four letters that start with an I and end with an N. That's right, Iran. What's happened with Iran has brought many other parts of the Middle East towards Israel, Trump announced. Keep your eyes on the Iran and the United States war record. Again, you just saw what happened too this week with the United States bombing out of the air, striking a Syrian airplane, a jet, fighter jet, against international law. Going into a foreign country and blowing the jet out of the sky because it was bombing the rebels that the United States supports. And talk about Trump being a hypocritical jerk, just like the rest of the little clowns that lie their way into office. Go look at Trump's videos. You could Google them up. When he was candidate Trump, the leading candidate in the presidential reality show. You remember, don't you? Him saying, "We don't even know who these rebels are. We never seen their faces. I talk to generals and we don't even know who they are." But now he's changed his tune. And we're attacking Syrian planes in Syria's country in violation of international law. We're an invading country of a sovereign nation because they bombed America's allies. The language is all there, the language of lies. And not only the language of lies, but the language of sick people. Yep. We are proclaiming it's our deconfliction zone or no-go areas. Can you imagine the United States going into a foreign nation and saying that this is our territory and you can't come here? Yep. U.S. pilots shoot down Syrian jet. U.S. shoots down Syrian warplane. Blasted out of the sky. U.S. fighter jet downs Iranian drones after it came within firing distance of American troops. Firing distance in American troops. What are you doing over there? Isn't it against the Constitution of the United States and international law? Syria is a member of the United Nations. A total violation of law. The United States said that this drone was in an area that was manned by coalition forces that the United States has been supporting. And they keep coming up with they're trying to get rid of ISIS's over there. Yeah, it's to overthrow Assad. U.S. military official told the Associated Press, quote, they were threatening our forces on the ground. A total violation. Remember our trend alert. Trend alert. Iran war coming. World War III. And you just saw what happened with these Arab nations that are now banning Qatar from the Arab Little League, cutting off diplomatic relations and commerce, restricting it with Qatar. This is a country of 300,000 people. 300,000. It's like nothing. Yonkers. A country the size of Yonkers, New York. That's how many citizens. They got a lot of foreign workers there, but that's 300,000 citizens. And one of the reasons they're doing it, because after the Iranian election, the emir of Qatar called up Rouhani, the new president, or the re-elected president, to congratulate. And again, this is a country, Iran, 70% of the people voted. Just had an election this past Sunday in France. 57% of people stayed home. Well, anyway, that was a good reason to throw Qatar out of the Arab Little League, because they support Iran. You can see where this is going. And then Trump tweeted after they threw out Qatar, during my recent trip to the Middle East, I stated there could be no longer be funding of radical ideology. Leaders pointed to Qatar. Look, radical ideology? Hey, Trump. Hey, moron. Hey, ignorant fool jerk. Loudmouth narcissistic clown. Radical ideology? There you are, sucking up and bowing down to the king of Saudi Arabia, the Wahhabis, with the most radical of radical ideologies. Could you understand that one, Trump? Or are you too damn stupid or a coward to admit it? Not only are you a narcissist, maybe you're a sociopath too. Radical ideology. There's our allies. They're heating up the war against Iran. The CIA has just created an Iranian center. The Iranian Mission Center to specifically mine intelligence about Iran. And the CIA director, this guy Mike Pompeo, a fervent Iran hawk, like much of Trump's military-laced administration, said about the center, quote, whether it's enormous increased capacity to deliver missile systems into Israel from Hezbollah, their increased strength in and around Mosul with the Shia militias, the work they've done to support the Houthis to fire missiles against the Saudis, the Houthis fire missiles against the Saudis? You mean the Saudis, Pompeo, that invaded Yemen because they don't like them Houthis? The list of Iranian transgressions has increased dramatically. Pompeo puked. And in keeping with this deep-rooted anti-Iranian agenda of the Trump administration that we say is going to be the beginning of World War III, guess who they picked to run this new CIA Iranian mission? Michael Dark Prince D'Andrea. That's what they call him, the Dark Prince, also referred to his colleagues as Ayatollah Mike. That's who's taking the helm. Yeah, we got Mad Dog Mattis, the Dark Prince, Ayatollah Mike. Yep, Ayatollah you once, Ayatollah you twice. Can you believe this? This is the level of people. Yep. So we've demonstrated in tracking the anti-Iran geopolitical trend that enough trigger points have emerged and are intersecting to convince us that there'll be a war against Iran. And it will easily convince Americans that we should go into war. Because look how easily they led to wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, etc., that are based on outright lies and no evidence-based justification. As I said, speaking to an intelligent man last night, he swallowed hook, line, and sinker the line that Iran is a grave danger. To our national security. A grave danger to our national security. And Iranians, they're in Syria. And they give them Hezbollah's weapons to defend themselves against the Israelis who have occupied Lebanon till the Hezbollahs threw them out. Yeah, we got to watch out for them Iranians, says the United States, who has about 800 military bases around the world, has invaded and occupied nations for decades. The United States, who along with its Middle East allies have a demonstrated track record of backing and facilitating terror attacks and funding terror groups. Oh yeah, we got to watch out for Iran. When Trump tweeted, well, not tweeted, but the United States State Department in Washington, after the terror strike against Iran a few weeks ago that struck their parliament and a shrine to the Ayatollah Khomeini, Trump basically said to them, states that sponsor terrorism risk falling victim to the evil they produce. That was Trump's, the administration's, response to the attack against the Iranian people, saying that Iran, the Iranian government, accusing them, he said, quote, states that sponsor terrorism, meaning Iran, risk falling victim to the evil they promote. Interestingly, following the Manchester terrorist strike, the UK Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn claimed a link between wars our government has supported or fought in other countries and terrorism here at home. Yep. He said there's a link between the wars our government has supported or fought in other countries and terrorism here at home. That's right. If you attack other countries, they're going to attack you back. If you murder millions of people, people that hate you are going to try to get even with you. But nobody wants to talk about that. So Trump has the nerve to say states that sponsor terrorism risk falling victim to the evils they promote. So now, considering the United States has been waging decade-long wars in the Middle East, plus the unending wars in Afghanistan, Africa, we're back in Africa big time, et cetera, when the U.S. falls, quote, victim to the evils they promote, will they call these terrorist strikes deserved? Well, because then evildoers hate our freedom and liberty. You know what they'll say. So get ready for war. And it's heating up big time in Syria. So what does this mean, you know, that, you know, this could be the war that ends all wars and civilization. It would be the war that, when they asked Albert Einstein, what weapons will be fought, what weapons will be used, rather, to fight the Third World War? What type of weapons? He said, I don't know. He said, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the Fourth World War. Right now, we're looking at gold prices, and they're basically flat today. The more they raise interest rates, as we've been pointing out, the lower they go, and they raised interest rates last week again. So gold's hanging around, you know, the 1250 mark, a little above, a little below. And the cryptocurrencies are going through the roof. Why? People are looking for alternative currency plays. I talked about what's going on in Venezuela, and what's going on in Brazil, what's going on in South Africa, Nigeria. Country after country, political and economic turmoil. People want alternative currencies, and gold and the cryptocurrencies are going to play that role. And of all the alternatives, we believe gold is the best of the best safe haven plays. Again, we do not give financial advice. I want to be 100% clear on that. Now, we say gold because a cryptocurrency, it's in the air. You don't own it until you have it. Well, you could take possession of gold. And that's what's even stabilizing the markets at this level, even though they're being pushed down in the States, is that there are more purchases of gold coming out of Far East, and the countries, of course, leading in the purchases are India and China. And that's when you put the numbers together, what is that, 2.6 billion people? A lot of people. United States is what, 320 million compared to 2.6 billion who buy bullion? So that's why we remain bullish on it. We got about 15 minutes left here and 20 minutes or so. Our number to call in if you have any comments, suggestions, 888-874-4800. 888-874-4800. So as we go back to the Syrian episode, this is very big. There's talk coming out now that the Pentagon is saying, let's not get involved in this. We don't want to ratchet it up. It's very important because there's another big lie out there, and that is that Obama didn't get deeper into Syria because he didn't want to. It's not true. They had come out with that Assad crossed the line when he used gas against his people. Remember, gas is bad. Bombs are okay. This policy of bombing entire nations into rubble just continues every day, and there's no blowback by the media or by any major groups condemning it. But when you use gas, that's bad. So World War I, it's so out of fashion. But of course, there was no proof that Assad used gas. But anyway, going back to the time when they claimed he did, I watched the congressional hearings with that freak clown, disgusting human being, or maybe he's not because he could have been playing Frankenstein before they made him Secretary of State, John Kerry. And he's trying to convince Congress that the United States should do what Trump actually did do, send in that missile. And Congress wasn't buying it. He's sitting next to this general. It was either the head of the Defense Department or some of these levels. And he turns to the guy and says, "Isn't that correct, General?" And the general says, basically, "Don't have any proof about that." And under Kerry's breath, you could hear, Kerry says, "Thanks for throwing me under the bus." Because the general wouldn't say what Kerry wanted him to say so the United States could ramp up the war against Syria. That's why Obama didn't go forward, because he was not getting support from Congress. Number two, the reason Obama didn't bomb away was because the Parliament in the United Kingdom wouldn't go along with it either. So he couldn't get support like murderer George W. Bush got from that other slimy piece of garbage of a disgusting spectacle that calls himself a human being, Tony Blair, B.S. Blair. So when they brought the UK in on it, that's when Americans bought it with the Iraq War. But they had enough over there and they wouldn't go into the Syrian War. That's why Obama didn't bomb away in Syria. And now Trump is ratcheting it up. Over the last few weeks, United States aircraft has slaughtered Syrian troops fighting against the rebels. And so there's this push going on. Trump and the National Security Council wants wider Syria war, and according to reports coming out, the Pentagon objects. You know why the Pentagon objects? Because they know their limitations. And because if it heats up in Syria with Russia there, Russians are not going to take what the Americans are dishing out. Australia, who was bombing away over there in Syria, they halted their airstrikes after the Russian warning. And the Russian warning was, you come west of the Euphrates, we're going to knock you out of the air. So the war drums are beating louder. It's becoming very dangerous. We have a president, as we see it, that is actually a very good mirror image of a large part of America. He talks garbage and eats garbage. His obesity levels, overweight, right up there with the majority of Americans. Two-thirds of Americans are overweight. Trump is the perfect symbol. Eats crap, talks crap. Crap in, crap out. Remember Obama used to brag, United States are the exceptionals. We are the exceptionals, folks. Used to use that term all the time. Exceptional. What do you mean exceptional? Isn't that narcissistic? Of course it is. Just like Trump, a narcissist. A perfect symbol of America. And the Democrats are the flip side of the coin. Arrogant. Hypocritical. These are the people that represent the country, our representatives. You hear all these fat mouth politicians say, you have no right to complain if you vote, if you don't vote. You mean vote for the criminals? So they're our representatives. By their deeds you shall know them. So if you voted for them, you are them. If you give a sick person money, knowing they're going to use that money in a destructive way, are you an accessory to the destruction? Accessory to the crime if they kill people? Of course you are. If you knowingly give it, knowing what they're going to do with it. Trump is a mirror image of America. It's the presidential reality show right now of face. Blaring at us. Glaring at us. For all to see. And all to hear. Where are all the protests? Where are they? I don't see them. And here the United States and NATO with troops on the Russian border. Planes over the Baltic, ships. Oh, I just mentioned that Australia stopped their anti-ISIS's strikes. It's actually an anti-Assad strike in Syria. Well, they just resumed them. And then you look at what's going on with the United States destroying Raqqa in Syria and Mosul. Boy, when the Russians and Syrians were trying to get ISIS and them rebels out of Aleppo, oh, that was an international crime. And now Mosul, of course, is a city twice the size of Aleppo. Hundreds of thousands have been thrown out of the city. But you don't see pictures of death being printed on the front page of the toilet paper record, the New York slime. Nope. Not a word. Not a photo. not of dead people. Well, not a propaganda like they used that little girl and that little boy that we now found out to be a lie. I remember when the Iraq War, first one, brought to you by George Bush, the murderer senior. Yeah, they had them Iraqi troops going into hospitals and putting bayonets through babies and incubators. Yeah. That was made up by a public relations firm in the United States. And the woman that they brought on as the eyewitness was a daughter of the opposition forces in Iraq. But those are only facts. Why bother with the facts? So thank you very much for tuning into Trends this week. And of course, we'll be back next week. As well, consider the Trends Journal. It's the only place where you'll find history before it happens. And history is happening quick. The future's in your hands. One person of courage makes a majority. If we don't act now, there may be no time to do anything later. The war drums are beating louder. If you want to help support us, go to OccupyPeace.us. OccupyPeace.us. Because after all, it's only about us. Thank you again for tuning in. Please support PRN. Do what you can to keep peace, hope that you can believe in, alive and well. And the only way it's going to happen is if you do something. Thank you again. This is Gerald Celente, the Progressive Radio Network, and Trends This Week. Tell Alona, Metsamada, Mamma, Mimma, Mada, Dada. Figgy me a kutterada, Mamma, Mepan, Satchadu. Sitter on ya, Bisha, Ola, Ideva, Idevene, Sempre, Bacalada, Del Manadene. Sitchy, Vigya, Vandesir, Bacalada, Figgy me. Oh!